turns out McManus's research here in Hawaii is due to some work she did in the Gulf of Mexico.
But you know, in 1994, I was doing some submersible diving, and in the sub, we got down below the mixed layer.
That's the layer between the surface and some depth. In this case, about 100 feet, where the water is stirred up really well because of currents and wind.
I looked out the porthole, and I looked across what looked to be a field of green. And very quickly, we popped below that field. And I asked the sub crew what it was, and nobody knew.
After nearly 15 years, McManus has learned that this field of green is filled with viruses, bacteria, and plankton, tiny marine plants and animals. It's called a thin layer because it ranges in size from as tall as a pencil to as high up as a basketball hoop.
It is like a blanket of a high concentration of organisms. They attract not only zooplankton, but higher-level predators.
Predators like fish and dolphins. So these thin layers are found all over the world, including off the coast of Hawaii, and they influence a lot of ocean life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is all interconnected.
Most of the time, McManus isn't on the water. Instead, she's in her lab monitoring a series of moorings that keep track of the currents, water temperature, and the life inside the thin layers. But every several months, McManus and her team do head out to sea. Like today.
Well, we're going to transit about an hour and a half north. The boat will be there for 24 hours. We have a crew change at 3 o'clock in the morning, so I'll be getting off at 3.
A tough shift for anyone, but on the water, it's especially challenging.
Yeah, it's pretty rough on your physical body. I usually feel exhausted and, you know, sometimes almost in a daze, you know, after you do something repetitive for that long. The most dangerous thing that we do after getting off this boat is drive home. You know, that's the time when everyone gets very tired. And then it takes a good day or day and a half to recover, you know, especially your hands, which get very sore.
Do people get cranky at all?
No. No, not my guys. They're all really good-natured guys.
Graduate student Jonathan Whitney is one of those guys. He's on the dock preparing for the trip.
Oh, it's incredible to be able to get out, especially on the Waianae side. It's just it's the prettiest side of the island, probably. And yeah, to be able to spend that much time on the water and just be outside, it's great.
You know, this is what we've all trained for a long time. And then we spend months and months planning for these expeditions. When it comes down to this day, when you actually get to get on the boat and move away from the dock, it's like an adventure, I would say. If we're going out to look at something that no one has looked at before, and, you know, it's just very exciting to think about what we might see.
Because sometimes all you have to do is look to see the thing that's been there all along. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.